Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 392, How to Sell Your Car If You're Upside Down on It, by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I am Dan, your host. I'm here each weekday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. Now, today's article is a question that we have heard from you. What do you do if you have a loan on your car and you want to get out of it? There are a lot of good tips in this post, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Sell Your Car If You're Upside Down on It, by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. So, you've decided that a life of debt isn't for you. Congratulations, good choice. Welcome to the club. You know the first step to seeing big results is to sell your expensive vehicle, but there's one problem. You're upside down, way upside down, and it looks like you may not get flipped back over. Well, don't panic, you have some options and you can still make this work. Here's how. What not to do. When we're talking about what to do, it's important to first understand what not to do. The reason you're selling the car, or truck, or van, or Winnebago, is to get out of debt. The last thing you want is to get into more debt because of it. I'm talking about financing another car and adding your current balance. Don't do that. A friend of mine owed $24,000 for an $11,000 car because he kept adding the balance of his previous car to his new loan. Not just once, but four times. A few thousand each time caused him to have a $13,000 balance when he bought the fourth car. Fortunately, since then, he has paid it down tremendously and is working on getting out of debt. Another thing to be wary of is transferring the remaining balance to a line of credit. Sometimes it makes sense to do a balance transfer. For example, if you know for a fact that you can pay this off in less than 15 months, the Chase Slate is a good option because it's the only card I know of that offers a 0% APR on balance transfers for the first 15 months, with a 0% balance transfer fee as well. So you pay nothing extra if you pay it off in 15 months. Of course, this is a risky option because if you don't pay it off in time, your APR will likely be double what it was when you were paying your car loan, and that's what Chase is hoping for. It's also worth noting that your credit needs to be pretty high to qualify for this card. Now let's discuss your primary options. Two options to get right side up. Generally, not always, the loan company will not give you the title until you pay off the loan. So in a normal sale, you would sell the car, pay off the loan with the money you receive, and then get the title within 30 days and hand it over to the new owner. This means that you usually don't have the option of selling the car, paying off the amount you receive, and then continuing to pay down the loan without the collateral, the car. In the rare circumstance that you already have the title, you could do what I just mentioned, but you should still check with the loan company to make sure you're not doing anything illegal that was stated in your contract. Choose the option that works best for you. 1. Take out a loan on the difference. This may sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. If you owe $15,000 for a $10,000 car, go to the company you're borrowing the money from, or another company if you need to, and explain the situation. Simply say, I owe you $15,000, but my car's only worth $10,000. I'd rather sell the car and only owe you $5,000. Most companies will work with you to make that happen. Just make sure your interest rate isn't way higher on the new loan to the point that you're not paying much less overall. 2. Pay down the loan to even it out. This is a more disciplined approach. You simply pay down the loan until you're not upside down, then you can sell the car and pay it off. In this scenario, you would basically forget about the debt snowball or avalanche until this was accomplished because selling the car would be your priority. Then you'll have all that extra money freed up from not making the payments anymore to pay off the rest of your debt. Either option is going to require you to get aggressive. Start selling everything in your house except your children, unless you can get a high price for them. In that case, you'll want to. I kid, no pun intended. Once you sell your car, you should first celebrate, not by spending a bunch of money. Then do this. After you pay it off, and your next car. There's a good chance that you're planning to get a little beater car. That's what everyone seems to call them, to get you around, usually to work and home. You need to make sure you don't make another purchasing mistake here. When my wife and I decided to buy our last vehicle, we were on a mission. We knew exactly what we wanted, exactly what we were willing to pay, and exactly how to walk away if they didn't meet our needs. This is vital. Remember that your get-out-of-debt car is not permanent. Like Dave Ramsey says, you're living like no one else, so later you can live like no one else. It always gave me a sense of pride to drive beater cars while I looked around at everyone else driving brand new cars. I couldn't help but think of how much they were paying a month. We're the ones winning, driving junk and getting out of our funk. Buy a nice car later, or just spend money on things that actually matter and invest intelligently. Your call. You just listened to the post titled How to Sell Your Car If You're Upside Down on It by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's it for today. Thanks, everybody, as always, for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.